The following program was previously recorded.
It's time for another chapter of Live and Local from the studios at 33rd and Burt. I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. MAPA, the Metropolitan Area Planning Agency, exists to provide local governments with planning and technical support. They work regionally on long-range core issues that impact the vibrancy of the Greater Omaha and Council Bluffs areas. And they started a project in 2025 that we're going to get a very, very important update on. Here to talk about it, the MAPA Transportation Planner and also project manager for this particular project, it's Jim Borner. Jim, thanks so much for joining me today.
Thank you for having me, Mike.
So in 2025, MAPA developed this Safe Streets for All Comprehensive Study Action Plan for Douglas and Sarpy County and the Iowa cities of Council Bluffs, Carter Lake, Crescent, and McClelland. Now, this plan, can you explain what its goal is?
So the goal of our Comprehensive Safety Action Plan is to reduce traffic fatalities and serious injuries within our region to zero by 2040. And we know that takes a lot of work. So the planning took a look at a range of activities that we could move forward on, everything from safer roads, safer people that are using those roadways, and safer speeds. One of the components that exists in this safe system approach is post-crash care. And with this project, we're taking a deeper look at capabilities that we can help our emergency service providers provide life-saving care to individuals that are in these severe crashes.
This initial Safe Streets for All piece, as you start unraveling this, like you said, I mean, everything from speed limit signs to, goodness, this intersection has a blind spot, to there should be a light here.
Yep.
I mean, it was all sorts of things like that, right?
It really was. And so I guess that the Safe Streets and Roads for All is a federal transportation discretionary grant program, and it's providing unprecedented funding, and its focus is on local communities. So as MAPA provides the support to local governments, this plan is for our cities and counties. It's for our local emergency responders to have the funding they need to implement the projects that they recognize would improve safety on their roadways. So post-crash care has seen some changes. So we know that severe bleeding is a primary cause of preventable fatalities in trauma patients, and being able to provide care to someone that is undergoing that bleeding needs to have that response very quickly.
66% of people who die in crashes died either on their way to the hospital or at the hospital, and severe blood loss is the leading cause of the preventable death in trauma crashes. So as you guys took a look at this and you looked at what you had sent to the federal government in your grant request, you realized there was a hole there that needs to be filled, right?
That's correct. So 2 out of 3 people who die in traffic fatalities in our region are alive when those first responders get there. So this grant opportunity allows us to trial some equipment that improves the capability of these post-crash care responders are providing life-saving care to individuals.
And what kind of equipment and resources are you looking to fund?
When these first responders initially arrive at a scene, vehicles, they may be on their side, they may be in a position where the paramedic can't safely respond to individuals in the car, so their stabilization equipment, which makes that vehicle safe to approach, and then rapid extrication gear, so you think jaws of life. This new equipment, it's stronger. It allows for quicker cutting, for quicker access to these individuals, and really kind of what's novel. The Omaha Fire Department, Bellevue Fire Departments right now have this capability, is the ability to provide pre-hospital whole blood transfusion to individuals that are experiencing those severe bleeding trauma cases.
That's incredible. So you mentioned that Omaha and Bellevue have those things, but for example, you know, Bennington, Waterloo, Gretna, Council Bluffs, they don't currently have that ability to give whole blood at an accident scene, correct?
That's correct. And so, again, this is a trial basis. This is taking the funding and doing this initial planning. So we're demonstrating the capability. These 4 departments that you've mentioned will trial that equipment, but with the goal of very quickly, you know, developing that best practice, those regional policies that allow us to implement it across our other departments.
Wow. Do they also have some sort of device to do blood type, or are they simply going to use whole blood of the universal type?
So this is O positive blood.
just going to be O positive blood for everybody, because generally speaking, that works for everyone.
That's correct. This is providing that emergency, that life-saving capability.
I find this fascinating because, as you said in the beginning, the goal is by 2040, zero traffic deaths. This is a pretty thoughtful major step towards getting to that goal, isn't it?
It really is, yeah. So the funding here really is just adding another tool in their toolkit, providing them capacity to do what they do every day.
That is incredible. If you're looking for any information on this, on what's happening there, the website is mapacog.org. That's mapacog.org. He is the MAPA Transportation Planner and the project manager for this particular work that's going on right now. His name is Jim Borner. Jim, wow, thanks so much for all the hard work you're doing to make our streets and our communities safe.
It's my pleasure, Mike.